خمس دقائق. نقرأ في هذه الخمس دقائق من شرح حلية طالب العلم، فصبروا أنفسكم معنا يا إخوة، بارك الله فيكم. إن شاء الله we will read for whatever time we have, 5 minutes or so, إن شاء الله, from the explanation of the book حلية طالب العلم, the characters of the student of knowledge. لازلنا في قول المؤلف رحمه الله خفض الجناح، وهذا في آداب الطالب في نفسه. We're still in the chapter regarding the student's characters within him, his own self, and the student's manners within his own self. قال خفض الجناح ونبذ الخيلاء والكبرياء. He said lower your wing and leave alone and abandon the arrogance and pride. قال وعليه فاحذر نواقض هذه الآداب. He said therefore beware of the nullifiers of those manners and those characters. فإنها مع الإثم تقيم على نفسك شاهدا على أن في العقل علة. He said for besides being a sinful action, meaning having pride and having this arrogance, besides being a sinful action and an action and a matter that brings the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also establishes and it also erects against yourself and against your own self a witness that in your mind there is a defect, that there is a defect in your mind. وَعَلَى حِرْمَانٍ مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ. And also it is a witness against your own self that you are prevented from knowledge and from acting upon the knowledge. قال فإياك والخيلاء. Said so stay away and be aware of this loftiness and this feel of superiority, that you are superior over other people. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some knowledge or even some worldly matters such as money, wealth, etc., beware of this loftiness, this feel of superiority, be it a feeling or be it a showing of superiority. يعني dealing with people and talking to them as if you are superior to them, as if you are better than them. Stay away from that and be aware of that. قال فإنه نفاق وكبرياء. He said, for verily, this is a way of a form of hypocrisy and a form of superiority and loftiness and pride. وقد بلغ من شدة التوقي منه عند السلف مبلغا. He said, and the Salaf, the predecessors, have given many examples of how they stayed away from this, even the smallest matters that can be considered ways or types of loftiness and of superiority, showing superiority. قال ومن دقيقه ما أسنده الذهبي في ترجمة عمرو بن الأسود العنسي المتوفى في خلافة عبد الملك بن مروان. He said from the examples, from those small examples, is what Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah narrated in regards to when he was mentioning عمرو بن الأسود العنسي rahimahullah, who died during the Khilafah, the time of عبد الملك بن مروان rahimahullah ta'ala. قال كان أنه كان إذا خرج من المسجد قبض بيمينه على شماله، فسئل عن ذلك فقال مخافة أن تنافق يدي. He said that when he goes out of the masjid, he would hold his left hand with his right hand. He would hold his left hand with his right hand. And he was asked about this. He said, I fear that my hand gives a gesture of hypocrisy. قال الشيخ المؤلف رحمه الله قال يمسكها خوفا من أن يخطر بيده في مشيته. He said he would hold it out of fear that he swings his hand while walking in a way that shows pride, that shows this loftiness. يعني he is walking and يعني swinging his hands like he is something big. يعني this is from the scholars of the Salaf of the predecessors. Yani doing this small, those small things to hide and to not do even the smallest thing that be could be considered a form of loftiness or a form of showing this superiority.
قال فإن ذلك من الخيلاء وهذا العارض عرض للعنسي رحمه الله تعالى.
He said, for swinging the hands could be considered a way of pride, and this is something that is very small, but yet Imam Al-Ansi rahimahullah was aware of it and was conscious of it.
ونقف هنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
الله أكبر الله